Hey everybody, this is Pastor Kevin, and today we will be going over Proverbs chapter 13 together for our With Bible. So please go ahead and open up your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 13. And while you do that, let's also pray together before we begin. Let's pray. God, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to gather together as a family, to read your word and to study it together. I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit opens up your word for us today and help us to understand and to apply what we learn into our lives. Make us wise, Lord, like your son. We thank you, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you don't know me already, I am Pastor Kevin. I'm the pastor of our middle school ministry here at Yongnak Church. Today we will be going over Proverbs 13. So I'm sure everybody is here together. Parents, just as a maybe a small word of advice, if your students have a hard time understanding what it's saying, there is a very good translation for the book of Proverbs called the easy to read version. Yes, the ERV. So if you want to read from there, that'd be great. Today I will actually be reading from that version because I just think that it's so much easier that if we decide to go with that one, I think it would just be easier for students in general. So yeah, parents, if you want to continue reading in whatever version you have, or it doesn't matter. I will be reading from the ERV, the easy to read version. So let's read together. Proverbs chapter 13, verses 1 through 25. Let's read together. A wise son listens to his father's advice, but a proud son will not listen to correction. People get good things for the words they say, but those who cannot be trusted say only bad things. People who are careful about what they say will save their lives, but those who speak without thinking will be destroyed. Lazy people always want things, but never get them. Those who work hard get plenty. Good people hate lies, but the wicked do evil, shameful things. Goodness protects honest people, but evil destroys those who love to sin. Some people pretend they are rich, but they have nothing. Others pretend they are poor, but they are really rich. The rich might have to pay a ransom to save their lives, but the poor never receive such threats. The light of those who do right shines brighter and brighter, but the lamp of the wicked becomes darker and darker. Pride causes arguments, but those who listen to others are wise. Money gained by cheating others will soon be gone. Money earned through hard work will grow and grow. Hope that is delayed makes you sad, but a wish that comes true fills you with joy. Those who reject a command hurt themselves. Those who respect a command will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a source of life. Their words will save you from deadly traps. People like a person with good sense, but life is hard for someone who cannot be trusted. Wise people always think before they do anything, but fools show how stupid they are by what they do. Disaster will catch up to the wicked messenger, but a runner who can be trusted will bring peace. If you refuse to learn from your mistakes, you will be poor, and no one will respect you. If you listen when you are criticized, you will be honored. People are happy when they get what they want, but stupid people want nothing but evil, and they refuse to change. Be friends with those who are wise, and you will become wise. Choose fools to be your friends, and you will have trouble. Trouble chases sinners wherever they go, but good things happen to good people. It is good to have something to pass down to your grandchildren, but wealth hidden away by sinners will be given to those who live right. The poor might have good land that produces plenty of food, but bad decisions can take it away. If you don't correct your children, you don't love them. If you love them, you will be quick to discipline them. Good people will have plenty to eat, but the wicked will go hungry. All right, amen, amen. So I've been going through the book of Proverbs every Sunday for our students this month, and I think something interesting about the book of Proverbs is that it is a collection of sayings, of wise sayings, and it's really hard to remember, but these are not promises, okay? So when it says that those who reject the command hurt themselves, and those who respect the command will be rewarded. Well, sometimes you can reject the command because it's bad. It's a bad command, and sometimes you have to respect the command even though you don't like it, right? But it's not always the case. It's not always going to be like this. These are not promises. These are wise sayings. It's kind of like when you say, don't judge a book by its cover. Well, sometimes you can judge a book by its cover, but it just generally means let's not judge a book by its cover. So, like I said, proverbs are not promises. These are not promises. These are wise sayings, meaning if you do these things, then you will live a wise life. But they are not, number one, they are not sinful. And number two, they are not promises. So even if you don't end up doing them or don't end up following them, it doesn't mean that everything they say will come true no matter what. Sometimes it will and sometimes it won't. But this is generally how to live a good and wise life. Now, verses 1 through 6, they talk about how to be a wise son or a daughter. And a wise son listens to instruction, works hard for his food, watches what he says, is diligent with everything he does, hates lies and gossip, and is generous and kind to all. So it's important to look at these proverbs, and again, not to look at them as promises and go, oh, I just have to be good. I just have to hate lies. And then if I do that, I'm a good person. No, that's not what these are for. These are to show us how much are you following in Jesus's footsteps, and how much do you not? That's the point of the Proverbs. It's to point out to us how much we need Jesus. It's to show us how far behind we are. We are not perfect. And the Proverbs were not meant to make you perfect. The Proverbs are meant to make you wise. It's meant to show you and help you understand when you are being unwise and when you are being foolish. So when we read these Proverbs, we have to look at each one and think to ourselves, when do we follow this and when do we not? Verses 7 through 8 talk about how upside down the world is. Sometimes people pretend that they're rich, but they're actually poor. And sometimes rich people like to pretend that they're poor. And why do they do that? It's because, like in verse 8, a lot of the rich people, they are afraid of their money being taken away. And I think I found that it's very true. When you go on mission trips and you go to countries where there are much poorer people, I found that they're actually much more generous. And even here in America, I found that people who have less are more willing to give more. And that's a very interesting piece of human nature. When you have more, you feel like you need more. But when you have less, it's a lot easier to give because you don't have that much anyway. And so that's what the proverb here is pointing out. It's saying that, yeah, the world is very upside down sometimes. It's very different. It is funny and interesting in that way. And so the rest of these proverbs give you more ideas of how to be a wise person in the eyes of God, right? Verses 20 through 22 talks about whether or not you have wise friends and good friends, instead of, you know, having friends that are fools, because then that'll lead you into foolishness as well. And verse 24 talks about disciplining your children. This is for parents. I think parents really love this verse, right? And I hope that as we read through these, right, don't use verse 24 to say, this is why I spank you, because verse 24 says so, or this is why I ground you. No, verse 24 is giving wise advice. So we also have to be wise in the way that we give that discipline. We can't just punish for no reason or punish out of our anger or out of our frustration. We have to give discipline and correction and rebuke in a gentle, loving, kind way. And so kids, I'm speaking out for all of you guys here. If your parents are being cruel or being unfair or mean with the discipline that they are giving to you, let them know. Let them know. Be like, God, they are not being fair here, and you have to tell them, parents, mom and dad, you guys are not being fair in the eyes of God. And so there needs to be forgiveness and grace for everyone involved in the family. Otherwise, those relationships will not be there for long. So I hope and I pray that as we read through the Proverbs together, and as we continue to study this book together, that we won't use it as an excuse or as a way to do things our way, or as a way to say whether somebody is saved or not, because that's not what the Proverbs are. Okay, first and foremost, the Proverbs are about how we can live wise lives. It's about how we can live a life that is closer and closer to how Jesus lived his life. And we want to be more like God's Son in the ways that we interact with one another and in the ways that we live together. And so I pray that, yeah, that type of wisdom will be what we learn from these Proverbs. So I hope as you guys read through this together, again, the easy-to-read version is very, very useful, I think, for the Proverbs. So please go ahead and study it together. Look at each proverb and try to figure out, you know, where was this in my life, especially you parents, because parents, you guys are older, you have so much more experience. So read through these proverbs and think to yourself, you know, when did I see somebody gaining money by cheating others, and how did that go for them, right? And when was there money that somebody gained through hard work that really blessed them? And so I think these are good exercises to have, to reflect and to think about our lives and see which places we are being wise and being unwise. Okay, so yes, let's pray together to end. Lord, we thank you for this word that you've given to us. We're so grateful that we can learn from these proverbs, that we can learn from reading your word this way together. I pray, God, help us to understand what it is that you look for, what it is that you consider as wise in your eyes, because we want to follow your way, God, not our way, not in the way that we believe is right, but we want to know what you believe is right, God. So help us to understand your heart, help us to understand your will in the ways in which we interact with others and in the ways in which we live our lives every day. So God, continue to walk with us. May we continue to grow in the likeness of your Son, Jesus. And yeah, continue to be with us, God. We thank you so much for everything that you do for us and for continuing to sanctify us and grow us and mature us in your Spirit. And we thank you again. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Okay, thank you so much for joining us today.